today we're going to have a public hearing, starting out with Senate Bill 643. Mr. Keller, would you please give us an overview?
Senate Bill 643A allows a state institution of higher education to contract with a financial institution to provide student services, specifies conditions under which services will be provided, defines personally identifiable information, addresses issues related to students' personally identified information, private contractors providing the services of facilitating the disbursement of funds to students. Measure applies to new or renewed contracts entering into or after the effective date. Measure takes effect July 1st, 2006.
Okay. I would like to call forward John Winnehoff and Denise Windler.
What's that?
Don't pretend you don't know what we're talking about, Representative Lynn. Shame on you.
No money.
Excuse us, we're doing a little fundraising up here.
I think I have a quarter in my pocket.
Somebody needs something.
We take IOUs, Representative Farber. I think I have one in there from you right now.
Probably two.
Sorry. It's Friday, you know.
Have some Sacagaweas if anybody needs it.
You might have to change that name.
No, Sacagawea is okay. Well, it's on the wall.
Chair Flores, members of the committee, for the record, my name is John Wyckoff. I'm the executive director of the Oregon Student Association. It's my bad handwriting. Don't worry.
I should know better. I apologize.
I'm here today to ask your support for Senate Bill 643A, which is really the result of good faith compromise and collaboration between the Oregon Student Association, the Oregon University System, Portland State University, and Southern Oregon University. We've all worked pretty hard to get to the point where we're at. We now all agree and think this is a good step forward to protect personal information such as Social Security numbers for students. What this bill also allows, though, is for the universities to use a private contractor that they feel has provided an efficient way and to offer convenience to students for the reimbursement of financial aid and the issuance of student IDs. Just a little bit of background. Both Southern Oregon University and Portland State University both began using a company called Higher One to issue student IDs and reimburse financial aid, I think, in the fall of 2004. What the functions of Higher One are sort of those two things. And the first is that they were trying to move away from using student IDs that use Social Security numbers. And Higher One offers a student ID that uses a 16-digit like MasterCard PIN number. The card carries a MasterCard seal. It looks like a debit card and can be activated as a debit card for students who choose. But for students who do not choose to have that function activated, it's simply a card with the student's picture, the MasterCard seal, and the 16-digit account number that is then their student ID instead of a Social Security number. For students who choose to receive the checking debit card service that the Higher One offers, their financial aid is then reimbursed directly into their Higher One checking account. Students who choose not to receive that service have their financial aid reimbursed through either a paper check with some delay or into their own checking account, their pre-existing checking account that will then be directly deposited into. For students, the concern was that the contract that was written between Portland State University and Southern Oregon University and Higher One, the contract asked for or required that the personal information of the students, the gender, date of birth, their picture, and Social Security number all be given when they enrolled in advance to Higher One. the real issue for us was the Social Security number. The only service that Higher One offers that requires a Social Security number is that checking account service. And so students who opt, who don't elect to take that service would have no reason to give their Social Security numbers to Higher One. And the concern was that the contract required the universities to do that. Now, in fairness, the universities did not do that. They realized that that was unnecessary. And since this process began, they have since amended their contracts to not give out Social Security numbers before the students have ever given an authorization to do so. What we would like in this bill is just to simply make sure that, such a contract cannot be written in the future. That it just simply says for a university to give out a Social Security number, you have to elect to receive the service that requires it. In this case, it would be the checking or debit account that Higher One offers. And so that is essentially what the bill does. It just requires that in the future, such contracts could not give out Social Security numbers unless the student wanted or asked for the service that required it. And then the student would then give out the Social Security number. It doesn't change the relationship that the universities have with Higher One or such private contractors. It just simply adds a level of protection for the student. What it has also done, for being engaged in this process, the Chancellor's Office has agreed to work collaboratively with the students on a more comprehensive privacy policy to look at all of these issues and look at creating a system-wide privacy policy and rule to protect students more comprehensively. We hope you'll move forward with this legislation as the kind of underpinning of this policy so that we can use this as the starting point, as a good start and guide for that policy. Thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. We'll wait for questions until after Ms. Wendler has given us her testimony.
Great. Thank you, Representative Flores, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Denise Wendler, and I'm the Director of Business Affairs with Portland State University. And I'm here today representing Chancellor Pernsteiner and President Bernstein, both of who could not be here, and regrettably today. Both the Chancellor and President Bernstein and the university, we all want to urge you to support this bill. We feel very strongly that this is a very good bill. There's been a lot of hard work gone into this bill. We'd also like to very much thank the Oregon Student Association for their hard work and the students for coming to compromise with us. They worked very hard toward this, and we greatly appreciate that. Just as a bit of elaboration on what John said on the Higher One project, the language in the original contract stated information such as Social Security number to be loaded to Higher One. And it's kind of ironic. Part of the reason for that was at the time, part of the move to Higher One was to help us get off of Social Security numbers, but we had no other way to identify that element at that time. And we have since amended the contract, so it takes that out. We do have brand new numbers now for all of our students, and we're using those, of course, now to interact with them and also in any of our systems. And that was a big changeover for us. We feel this legislation does an excellent job of lining that out for future companies to come to understand that Social Security numbers are something that's very, very important to protect. And again, we just really want to thank everyone for their collaboration, and we look forward to working with them further on this. With that, for brevity, I'll stop and thank the committee and just ask if I can answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there questions for this panel? Representative Roblin, was that your phone that twittered earlier?
I was turning it off.
I have the same phone, so I recognize
it. That Sacagawea will find its home right down here. Thank you. Okay, but no questions for this panel.
Nope.
Thank you very much. Amanda Newberg and Mario Temple.
Hello, Representative Flores and esteemed committee members. My name is Amanda Newberg. I'm a student senator, secretary of the College Republicans, and legislative affairs director of Portland State University. I am here today to voice student support for Senate Bill 643. This bill is an important first step in protecting student privacy and providing safety and security for all students' Social Security numbers. I would also like to thank the Oregon University System, Portland State University, and the Oregon Student Association for their collaboration and work with students to bring this bill forward. Students look forward to continuing to work with the Chancellor's Office to further develop private policy to protect all students. Students should have options and choices on their campuses, but not at the expense of their privacy and protection of their identity. As Legislative Affairs Director, I've worked on many bills on campus and campaigns this year, and Senate Bill 643 is one of the most important ones. The work that students, the Oregon University System, Oregon Student Association, and Portland State have done to bring this bill to you today is very valuable, and I hope that the committee will support all of our work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thanks for the work that you do. Mr. Campbell.
Thank you, Chair Flores, esteemed committee members. My name is Mario Campbell, and I am the treasurer for the College Republicans at Portland State University, as well as a student. And I am here to support Senate Bill 643. I am pleased to see that the legislature is moving forward on a bill that will protect students' privacy and information. The collaborative work that was done to get this bill here today is an indication of the value that this legislation could have for students all over the state of Oregon. As a member of the Student Fee Committee and a leader at Portland State University, I know the importance of process and student access. The protections that will be afforded to students through this bill will allow students to maintain a level of security and confidence in their university and the business they contract with. The Oregon University System, the Oregon Students Association, the Associated Students of Portland State University, and Portland State University are all satisfied with the bill before you today. Please continue to support all students, young and old, and protect their rights. I urge you to pass Senate Bill 643, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Are there questions for this panel?
Yes, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your testimony. We will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 643, and we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 643.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 643 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Dahlem has moved Senate Bill 643 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion?
643A, I guess.
643A. Thank you for the correction, Representative Lim. Any other discussion or comment?
Madam Chair.
Representative.
I just want to thank you, the students, proactively involved to solve this problem. That's a good thing. It seems to me the democracy is working in the campus also.
And isn't it an example for us that we could bring together divergent groups to work collaboratively to a solution? So I, too, thank you very much. Those of the opinion that Senate Bill 643A should be reported to the floor with a due pass recommendation will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The clerk will please call the roll.
Aye.
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 Oh, my goodness. We're coming to the point where that's not allowed.
You're going to pay $1.
No, that wasn't part of the original deal.
It wasn't. But we could add it in without further notice. Aye. Thank you very much. The motion, having received the required majority, is declared passed. And Representative Lim, would you like to be the carrier on this?
We'll be honored.
Thank you very much. We'd be honored to have you. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 643.
I just wanted to make him sweat a little.
Let's see. We have. We'll open a public hearing on Senate Concurrent Resolution 4A. Mr. Keller?
SCR 4A commemorates Concordia University for 100 years of service and education.
And John Christensen?
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is John Christensen. I am Chief of Staff in Senator Margaret Carter's office, President Pro Tem of the Senate. I'm here My comments will be brief. Concordia University this year is celebrating its 100th anniversary, and as part of that, Senator Carter, Representative Shields, and Representative Hansen introduced a resolution to commemorate their achievement. The governor has also issued a proclamation. It is a year of activities of commemoration right now, which concludes at the end of this month. It had unanimous support in the Senate. Senator Carter wanted me to personally thank, for the record, Representative Shields for his co-sponsorship, since Concordia University is in our common districts. And I also would like to enter into the record three exhibits. One is the Governor's Proclamation, Concordia's 100th anniversary little magazine, and then they have a wonderful academic calendar for the year. And that concludes my testimony. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Are there any questions for Mr. Christensen? Representative Hoagland.
I'd just like to kind of make a statement. We had a teacher on our staff who graduated from Concordia and who then served on the board for a number of years and came, would go back and forth because he was so indebted to the services it provided. His kids went there, and it has been interesting for me to watch the commitment that Concordia graduates have had to their school. So that's another point.
I certainly appreciate that. I got introduced at Concordia a number of years ago, and I have just been delighted. It's a gem of a school, and they're in a major threshold of actually growth in the next 10 years. It started out as a Lutheran high school and now has grown to a school that issues or awards, master's in business administration, master's for teaching, and in other areas. It's a wonderful Christian university.
Further questions or comments?
I just want to make a comment. Since it's a Lutheran school, talking about, I used to be a janitor of a Lutheran church.
Oh.
So 30 years ago. So I'm very proud I did that.
And we're proud as well.
Thank you, Senator Lynn.
It's a good work ethic.
I also would like to just personally thank you for the lovely office we now have. From your wonderful in the corner.
Madam Chair.
Representative Barr.
I might add that Representative Dahlem and myself are both Lutherans.
Representative Dahlem.
I might add, Missouri. My wife is a Lutheran pastor.
Uh-oh.
She really clipped my vocabulary and improved my behavior.
That's only when she's not here, Representative Dahlem.
With our declarations of conflict of interest.
I'd like to declare a continent.
Thank you very much, Mr. Christian.
Thank you very much, and also thank you for the humor.
That will close the public hearing, this other control public hearing on Senate Concurrent Resolution 4A. We will open a work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution 4A.
Madam Chair,
Representative Shields.
I would move Senate Concurrent Resolution 4 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Do adopt.
With
an adopt recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Shields. Move Senate Concurrent Resolution 4A to the floor with an adopt recommendation. Is there discussion? Those of the opinion, Senate Concurrent Resolution 4A should be reported to the floor with an adopt recommendation will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will please call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. The motion, having received the required majority, is declared passed. Representative Shields, I would think you would have an interest in carrying this.
I would be delighted to carry this.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your help, Jen.
We'll close the work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution 4A. We will, committee will stand at ease.
Waiting for two. Oh, yeah.
Is this Representative Nelson's?
No. Devlin.
Oh, Devlin.
So, what are you going to talk about, Mike?
He's chronologically challenged.
Is it?
We're kicking off already. She's going to the University of
Washington. But this is not. Mr. Keller?
SCR 5 commends the Linfield College football team for their exemplary intercollegiate athletic achievements.
Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Pass, please. Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the committee. Chair Flores, I'm here today to urge your support of Senate Concurrent Resolution 5. Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 recognizes the intercollegiate achievements of the NCAA Division III National Football Champions, the Linfield College Wildcats. If I can digress for a moment from my prepared remarks and say one of the reasons I put this resolution forward was some of the most incredible things that happen in this state sometimes go unnoticed. Linfield is one of those incredible things. Now, some people have different viewpoints about sports and athletics, but when you consider what Division III actually is, Division III players play without scholarships. They play basically for the love of the game. And given the achievements of this school, I think it's a rather incredible achievement. The Linfield Wildcats became the NCAA Division III national champions by defeating the University of Mary Hardin Baylor Crusaders in Belton, Texas on December 18, 2004 in Salem, Virginia with a score of 28-21. I've also given you a copy of the playoffs. And in that copy of the playoffs, it's very clear because of their long record, they were actually given a bye in the first round, but it's a five-round playoff. They won most of their games by very substantial margins. They finished the 2004 season with a 13-0 record. In the 2004 season, they scored 650 points and averaged 50 points per game. Linfield has won five consecutive Northwest Conference title championships and has advanced to the NCAA Division III playoffs four times out of the last 5 years. Here is one of the most incredible statistics. This is their 49th consecutive winning season. 49th consecutive winning season. The longest winning streak season in college football history. Actually, the longest winning season for any NCAA sport at any division in the United States. Their head coach, Jay Losey, was named Division III Coach of the Year. Their quarterback, Brett Elliott, who was former standout at Lake Oswego High School, set NCAA passing season records for yards and touchdowns. He threw for 4,695 yards in the last season and threw 61 touchdown passes. Madam Chair and members of the committee, I have to tell you to be quite honest. Many, many years ago, when I attended one of the first universities I attended, Pacific Lutheran, who is one of the rivals of Linfield, they were even feared then. Most of the schools that face Linfield often sends in their second and third strings in the second half, but the scores still continue to run up. Madam Chair, members of the committee, this is one of those elements in our state that I really believe deserves recognition. You might note some of the sponsors on the bill. This is actually Senator George's district and Senator Nelson's district, or Senator George's district and Representative Nelson's district. I should point out this is not really required by the law, but there is actually a little bit of self-disclosure here. The quarterback obviously did come from my district, and my son is an assistant coach at Linfield.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any questions for Senator Dillon? Yes. Representative Dillon?
Have you kept close track of Linfield?
Have I kept close track?
Close track, Senator. I mean, the reason is the question, who is the student body president, 2001?
Oh. Actually, is the chair?
No.
Daughter?
No.
The vice chair's son. Well, you know, one of the things I did when I put forward this bill, Madam Chair and members of the committee, is I tried to look for Linfield graduates, in the body, and I couldn't find one. A few years ago, we had a number of them, but I couldn't actually find one. Now, some people don't list, and so there may be one. But so often, all of the colleges, both public and private, we will at least have a couple of members that are from them. But I could not find one. So it's good to know that there at least is some association here.
Representative Parks.
Both of my staff people are Linfield graduates. Well, I take that back. One is a Linfield graduate, and the other one will soon be a Linfield graduate.
I should point out for the record also, Madam Chair, members of the committee, that about half of my LAs over the years have been from Linfield. So.
Well, strong recommendation indeed. Any further questions or comments? Thank you very much, Senator. We appreciate you being here.
And thank you very much for the hearing.
We will close the public hearing on Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 and open a work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution 5.
I would move Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 to the floor with a do adopt recommendation.
Well, thank you. Representative March moves Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 to the floor with a do adopt recommendation. Is there discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Representative Lim.
Even though I'm a soccer fan, I'm willing to give my support on the football champion.
Well, we appreciate your
by sportsmanship.
Yeah, by sportsmanship. That works.
Yep. Okay, in England they call soccer football.
Yes, yeah. They do. Thank you. You can tell it's Friday, can't you? Those are the opinions. Senate Concurrent Resolution 5 should be reported to the floor with an adopt recommendation. We'll vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will please call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. The motion, having received the required majority, is declared passed. Representative Dahlem, with your connection as a father of a former student body president, would you be the carrier?
I'd be delighted.
Thank you very much.
And I apologize if I jumped in front of you making that motion, sir.
I had my share of motions on this committee.
No harm, no foul, Representative Mark. So we have settled that issue, and we will close that work session. Any other business to come before this committee? Seeing none, we will adjourn, and have a great week.
No harm,